Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 6, 20 and 21. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. This instruction presumes that the father and mother will instruct within the confines of and in obedience to the Word of God. In this context, they bring to the son God's Word, not their own. To do otherwise would indeed bring undesirable results. God gives authority to parents to conduct child-rearing within the liberty and limits of the Word of God. Parents are given authority by God for their children's ultimate benefit. Today, however, we see many homes dominated by children exercising authority over their parents, issuing orders at will. In these homes, children are placed upon a pedestal of royalty as if they were kings or queens. Parents listen intently to their children's instruction to determine what they want to wear, what they want to eat, when they want to go to sleep, and where they want to go to school. Many parents abdicate their God-given authority in favor of the latest child psychology philosopher of the day. Instead of being decision makers for their children, they simply become facilitators to see to it that their child is served in every way desired. If you want to get a small glimpse of hell, just peek into a home where parents do not exercise their God-given authority. Not exercising the authority that God gives is a great perversion of God's word. Sexual perversion outrages us. But where is the outrage concerning authority perversion that is so rampant around and within us? It is impossible to have rule of law within our country while we rear children without the rule of law. This passage in Proverbs makes it clear where God places authority regarding the rearing of children. Commandments are to come from the father, and laws are to come from the mother. Commandments and laws are to adorn the heart and neck of the child. They are to be a comfort and a protection to the child. A child left to himself, which means a child without commandment and law, will bring his father and mother to shame. It is clear from our passage that there is a division of labor for both father and mother. Each is important to the proper rearing of children. One is not better than the other, for God has ordained both. The words commandment and law describe these functions. These functions were revealed many years ago to our family while visiting my in-laws. We all gathered at the dining table, and my son began to cry and carry on. His grandfather immediately spoke out directly, "No crying at the table." Everyone got quiet. Eyes and ears turned to Grandpa. The commandment had been given. No crying at the table. No other words were given to amplify the command. There was no explanation of why crying was not to be permitted, and no excuses for crying was to be accepted. The simple command was sufficient to express his will. Now that the commandment was given, what was required? Obedience. It was Grandpa's house, his table, and his meal. Grandpa had spoken. He was the elder at the table, and his commandment was to be honored. The standard had been given in clear, precise, and exact terms. As the father, it was now my responsibility to implement the command made by Grandpa. Here is where law was developed. I had to see to it that the commandment was upheld in high honor. There was to be no argument with Grandpa, only compliance. His commandment had to become my commandment. For consistency, I felt the charge not only in Grandpa's house, but in my own house as well. Now my wife and I had to see to it that the command was obeyed by teaching the children. Special training took place prior to dinner time. Chastisement measures were also made known and implemented. Evacuation plans for a crying child, if all else failed, had to be developed. Grandpa's command led to a law, that is still in force at the Opager table. Commandment is given and law is made to change behavior. This brings peace to the home and to society. We should note that Satan is busy today seeking to erase this division of labor or authority by upending the cultural roles of father and mother. Only when both parties in the home perform their God-given roles will successful child-rearing result. I challenge all parents to do it God's way or be faced with disaster.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.